From Spark and Anvil and Geneforge, this is Match, in Chapter 1 of the Geneforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Match is a careful vole in a tiny lab coat, its small pockets stuffed with cards. He is cream-colored with soft gray-brown fur, and he loves, truly loves, comparing gene pairs, squinting at them nose to nose. On his belt hangs a dominance tracker, a little dial he taps when he's thinking hard. Two parents, two alleles each, Match squeaks, holding up two cards, one blue, one red. He taps them together. The square predicts the offspring. That square is his signature, a grid of four boxes where he lines up which gene part came from which parent and reads what the babies might be. Match learned to love the square because once upon a time, a surprise nearly broke his little heart. "When I was a kid," he tells anyone who listen, "my whole family had brown fur, every single vole. So when my baby sister was born with fur white as milk, some of the other burrow voles whispered that something had gone wrong." His whiskers droop at the memory. "I hated that. She was perfect. Nothing was wrong." So he went to the oldest, wisest vole in the meadow and asked her, "How?" The old vole drew four boxes in the dirt with her claw. "Watch," she said, and she showed him how two brown-furred parents could each carry a hidden white gene part, and how one baby in four could get both hidden parts and come out white. No mistake, no wrongness, just the ordinary, beautiful math of it. From that day, Match says, "I carried the square everywhere, because the square tells the truth, and the truth is, my sister was never a mistake. She was one box in four." A knock, and Pip peeked in. "Match, my cousin has curly fur, and nobody else does. Is that weird?" "Weird?" Match's eyes shone. "Oh no, that's not weird. That's a puzzle, and I have just the tool." He hopped to his table and swept his cards into a pile. "Sit, sit. Let me show you the most useful little grid you'll ever meet." Match set down a big card printed with four empty boxes. This is a Punnett square. It shows the four ways two parents' gene parts can mix. He picked up fresh cards. Say a mom vole has brown fur. She carries one strong brown gene, B, and one hidden white gene, B. So she's BB. He laid down a B and a B. And the dad is also brown, also BB. Now watch. He filled the boxes one at a time. Top left, mom's B, dad's B. That's BB, brown fur. Top right, B and B, BB, still brown because the strong B wins. Bottom left, B and B, BB again, brown. Bottom right, B and B, BB, he tapped it, delighted. White fur, one box in four. Two brown parents and still a 1 in 4 chance of a white baby. That's the magic of the square. He flipped a card showing a bold A. Some genes are strong. We call them dominant, and they can hide a weaker partner. He set a small A beside it. The weaker one, recessive, only shows when both parts are weak, AA. So your cousin's curly fur, probably a recessive that finally landed in both boxes. Pip's mouth fell open. So it was hiding, in people who don't even have curls. Exactly. Then Match's whiskers twitched, a little apologetic. Though, I'll be honest, real genes are usually much trickier than one tidy square. Lots of genes working together, plus surprises. But you know what? I love that. Every family is its own puzzle. Pip left grinning, four boxes drawn on the back of their hand, ready to solve the mystery of the curly cousin. Match gathered his cards and squared them into a neat stack. He thought about his white-furred sister, and about Pip's cousin, and about every hidden gene waiting in its box to surprise somebody someday. His whiskers twitched, and a happy little glow warmed him right through. The bright, tickled excitement of knowing there's always another puzzle out there, another 1 in 4 surprise, another perfectly fine kid who is exactly, wonderfully, no mistake at all. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to match. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.